Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Leon Kurtzer, who's CEO at Jubilee Metals Group. How are you today, Leon?
I'm doing really good, thank you, man.
Right, you had an update a little while ago, and I presume you're going to can tell us a little bit about the lockdown or non-lockdown that's going on at the moment as well.
Yes, very much so, Zach. We provided an update about 2 weeks ago. At the time, we informed the market that under the regulations that South Africa had enforced, that mining companies, especially companies like us who are purely surface operators with automated facilities, we were allowed to start up our facilities and operate, targeting roughly about 50% of capacity under the regulation. The good news is that beyond us starting up and starting to produce our platinums and palladiums and chromes again, is that as of the 1st of May, we've now received the authority to step up to full 100% of throughput at our facilities.
Right, and is this all sort of, is it relatively straightforward and safe as far as all are concerned?
Yes, so what we've done, Zach, is of course, it's under very strict monitoring and screening procedures. All employees are screened, checked for temperatures. We have a clinic on standby. Social distancing is enforced at work. So a number of procedures have been implemented, making sure that all mobile equipment is cleansed before anyone works. So all those preparation work really went into before starting up. And then we started the operations roughly now about two and a half weeks ago, and ramping up slowly and hitting that 50% mark. Critically, of course, at both Inyoni, which is our platinum palladium operation, and Windsor PGM as well. And then Windsor Chrome has now started up as well under the new regulations.
Right. So let's say the COVID episode is out of the way, or at least is, you know, the uncertainty associated with that is gone. Before it happened, you were doing well, let's say, according to the previous updates. Where are you now then, and where are you looking to be for the rest of the year?
Yeah, no, true, Zach. I mean, just before the COVID-19 crisis or epidemic hit, we had announced a dramatic increase in group earnings, a multiple of 7 times higher earnings for the past 6 months than the previous 6 months. In fact, we made earnings more, exceeded our last 6 months' earnings, exceeded the full 12-month period already. And then during this time, I think Jubilee's strategy has been put to test, where we are a surface operator, very low-cost producer, so we've been able to maintain positive margins through this period, ensuring that Jubilee remains a positive cash flow company. And I think that positions us extremely well for the world to return to some normality, where we are in the really bottom quartile of operating costs. Margins are healthy and ready to then ramp up to full production during this time.
Right, and clearly, I mean, you're in charge of the supply side, but how is the demand side as far as, you know, your customers and economies, etc.? How do you see that panning out?
Yes, we've been in close contact with the demand side, as you say. We've been monitoring carefully how China is ramping up on their ferrochrome operations. Of course, that is the key consumer of chrome concentrates we produce. Equally, on the platinum, palladium, and especially rhodium side at the moment, with car sales, of course, pulled back sharply, and the PGM prices reflect that. We are expecting the PGM prices to maintain their current levels through the foreseeable remaining period for this year. And even at these prices, Jubilee's margins remain particularly healthy. So looking forward, we are ready to step and increase production as demand picks up. But even at current demand levels and where prices have pulled back to, our margins remain quite healthy.
And presumably, China was first into this crisis, and it's first out, so that helps you in terms of, you know, you're one of your better customers, let's say.
Yes, no, very much so, Zach. So if you look at the January, February, March period, we saw a dramatic drop-off in demand for the metals that started to pick up again through end of March and into April. We're seeing slow but strong return for demand in the chrome, and platinum, palladium, and rhodium seems to be following suit.
Leon Kurtz, CEO at Jubilee Metals Group, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thank you for your time, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.